Welcome to the Natcha Healing Show. Keep it Natcha with the Natcha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. And you'll find my newsletter over on Substack. Now, I've got a special guest for you today. It's me. I always get a little bit nervous when it's just me, but there are times when there are things that I want to share with you that I feel are really super important. Now, what I'm going to be talking with you today about is how to change your mind, how to change your mind, not somebody else's mind or the world's mind, but your own mind. Now, whenever I do a medical intuitive reading, I read what I refer to as the five levels of healing. Your physical body, that includes your glands, your organs, your bone, all the things that you think of when you think of my body. I also read the energy body, which includes your chakras, your breath, and your acupuncture system. And then I also read your emotional body. The emotional body is actually the largest part of everyone because emotions can shut down anything. So I read what are the predominant emotions that you're grappling with or that you maybe have not resolved, or the emotions behind any illness that you're experiencing. I also read your mental body. Now, what is your mental body? Your mental body are your thoughts and beliefs. So these are your thoughts and beliefs about the world. They're the thoughts and beliefs about yourself. And they're your thoughts and beliefs about what's possible. And then finally, I read your spiritual body, which is your soul level. And I actually even wrote my 10th book called Reading the Soul, which goes into detail about what I read when I read the spiritual body. Now, it's super important that we understand several basic concepts. First of all illness begins in your energy field. So somehow, some way, every illness that you experience is beginning either on the spiritual level, the mental level, the emotional level, or the energetic level, and it comes into the physical. And when we want to heal, you've got to go out of the physical, out of the energy body, out of the emotional body, out of the spiritual body. So to really heal, we need to heal on all five levels. And what I find in my 32 years of experience in natural healing is that when you work on all five levels simultaneously, then miracles can occur and you can shift things actually fairly rapidly. Now, it's important to understand that your soul controls your mind. And your mind, which again is, you can think of your mind as like an operating system. So just like you either have a Mac, an Apple Mac, or one of those other ones, Androids, I happen to be a Mac person, that's your operating system. So your thoughts and beliefs are the operating system that through which you operate your entire life. And your mind controls your emotions. So if you change your mind, then you can feel differently. So your mind controls your emotions. Your emotions control your energy body, and your energy body controls your physical. So when you understand this, by changing your mind, you can have a very profound effect on the way you feel, on your energy, and even your physical body and the what you think of as your physical body. So what I find as a medical intuitive healer, The reason that people come to me is that they may be working really hard on one level. So they're you may be eating well or exercising or drinking your water or meditating, but you're still suffering from some kind of illness that is sort of puzzling you, and you can't figure out why am I not getting better or what will work to make you better. So I'm kind of like a little detective, and I go through and figure out, all right, what really is going on all five levels, and then what do you need to do to shift? What's interesting to me is that I often find that the hardest level for people to heal is actually the mental body. And some of my clients, I'm like, you are just way too smart for your own good, because people have their thoughts and beliefs are almost cemented. So why would you need to change your mind? I'm going to give the example of two clients that I've worked with in the past year. They both had cancer. And they both had cancer, a kind of cancer that would affect their second chakra. So one was a gentleman who had prostate cancer. The other is a lady who has stage three ovarian cancer. So both cancer, both areas that would affect their second chakra, which is your sexual chakra. And even as I met them, from the very beginning, I could tell that they were going to have two very, very different outcomes. And the reason was their mental attitude was completely different. So the lady who has stage three ovarian cancer, from the very beginning when she was diagnosed, she's like, okay, I know this is about transformation. And she and I were able to have very honest discussions about the emotional origin of her illness, and she'd experienced some relationship issues that were causing her a lot of shame, and we were able to discuss that. But from the very beginning, she knew, she's like, I'm going to get through this. I can see this is going to make me healthier. And even as she went through chemo and radiation, so she did integrative healing because she worked with medical doctors. And then she also works with me doing energy healing and resolving the core issues behind her cancer. And so she's got a very, very positive outlook. Every day she looks for joy in for her life. And if you saw her, she looks absolutely radiantly beautiful. Now, my gentleman client, on the other hand, who has prostate cancer, he felt hopeless. He felt damaged. He had gone to a medical doctor in Germany and had undergone some procedure that he felt had permanently damaged him. And, you know, as human beings, we all make mistakes. Making mistakes is just part of life. And even if you have gone through a treatment that didn't have the outcome that you had hoped for, doesn't mean that somehow, somewhere, someone doesn't have an answer for you. Any rate, this gentleman had gone to Germany, had gone through a treatment that made him immediately feel worse. And he'd gone to Germany because he didn't trust the medical system. So there was definitely some attitudes that he was holding about medical doctors and about his own healing. So he felt that he was permanently damaged, and he was very angry. He was very depressed, and he was absolutely convinced that what he had gone through was an insolvable problem. So, two different individuals, similar cancers, and that they were both affecting their second chakra, two completely different mental outlooks. And the gentleman who felt that he was damaged, I pointed out to him, part of what you need to change is your mind. And so we have to understand that there are so many reasons why it's really important for you to change your mind, especially if you're in engaging in any kind of serious illness. Now, As of this recording, I'm 66 years old, 32 years experience in natural healing, author of 10 books. As you know, I'm the host of the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. So I'm a master healer, decades of experience. And I feel that from my many decades of working with people, I feel that there's several healings that most of us would really benefit from. And these are areas where I feel like most of us need to change our mind. So there's five basic healings, and I'm going to talk to you about them today. The first is I'm not good enough. So many of us have come to the conclusion that we're not good enough. We're not tall enough. I happen to be 5'3", so I understand perhaps that one. I'm not tall enough. I'm the wrong age, I'm the wrong sex, I'm the wrong color. There's something wrong with me. And so healing on I'm not good enough. Second healing that many of us could really benefit from is the thought and belief that the world is going in the wrong direction. And in this broadcast, I'm going to be talking to you about this thought and belief. The third is I am too old, too young, the wrong sex, the wrong color to have what I want. So this happens when you're holding in mind some thought or belief that about yourself, and it's a limiting belief that you think that because you are the way that you are, that you're not able to have what you want in life. The fourth belief that most people can really benefit from doing a healing on is it's not possible. It's not possible for me to heal, fill in the blank, whatever illness you think you have. And part of what I encourage you to do, no matter whatever illness you think you have or that a doctor has diagnosed you from, look up and find out, has someone overcome that illness? And if you look at the medical literature, more than likely someone somewhere is overcome the illness that you are currently diagnosed with. Now, there is no doubt that even us health nuts, one day we're going to end up in the grave, and that's okay. But if you're facing an illness, it's really important that you examine, do I believe that it is possible for me to overcome this? And then the fifth belief that I feel like many of us could benefit from doing a healing on is what's the use? Nothing ever works out for me. So many people, because they have come to the conclusion, the thought and belief in their mind that nothing ever works out for you, you won't even try to begin with. It's like, what's the use? Why should I go on a diet? It never works. Why should I try to be healthy? It never works. Why should I try to save money and save for my retirement? It never works. So if you're holding in mind the belief, what's the use? Nothing ever works out for me. Just know that that is a thought and belief that you might possibly do better changing. So as I go over this list of five thoughts and beliefs that many of us hold that you might do better releasing, you can probably think of many other thoughts and beliefs that you're holding in mind that are holding you back. So, again, you have to understand that your thoughts and beliefs are like the operating system on your computer. Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So, in any endeavor, especially if you're wanting to become healthier and happier and wealthier and more at peace with yourself, you have to begin by looking at what are my thoughts and beliefs, and do I believe that it is possible? Even the word impossible includes the seed of the solution, which is I am possible. So changing impossible to I am possible. So what I found over the years in working with all kinds of people, some of the hardest people to heal are the ones that are so cemented in their beliefs that they can't possibly entertain the idea that they're already amazing as they are. And I've written articles about you're already a VIP. Your energy is unique, just like your thumbprint is unique. You are in a unique vibrational interference pattern. And if you're alive on the planet today, it is because the world needs your unique vibration. And the sooner you realize that the world needs you and your unique energy and the way you do it. And there may be many other people who do what you do, but it's the way you say it, the way you do what you do. It's your unique energy that is the gift to yourself and the world. So if you really understand that the world that we live in is the place for maximum spiritual opportunity, that we're all here and as souls evolving, and that no matter what it looks like in the world outside, this is a place where your soul chose to evolve. And that whatever age you are, whatever sex you are, whatever color you are, that's the perfect match for your soul purpose. And I can remember years ago when I graduated from Brown University and I graduated Phi Beta Kappa. And my professor at the time, Kermit Ciampa, he told me, he said, "Catherine, you have to be 10 times better than the men." So that was the early programming that I had, that I had to, he convinced me on the mental level that I had to be really excellent at what I do in order to stand out, to get ahead, and to make a living in the world. So I understood that. That was my early programming. And again, once you understand that no matter what illness you've been diagnosed with, that someone somewhere has overcome this. And that if someone else has overcome this, then there is a possibility that you can too. And, the last piece is that if you were born in this body in this lifetime, you've already succeeded. You've already won the race of being born. I remember my mentor in healing one time said, Sue Mays, she said, one time she asked for guidance about the definition of success, and she received, "You are success as long as you're breathing." So, no matter what mistakes you have made in the past, no matter what illness you have been diagnosed in the past, if you're alive, there's still an opportunity for things to get better. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
The station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. I'm here today talking to you about how to change your mind. So as I mentioned, what you think and what you believe creates your emotions. So if you're suffering from depression, or if you're suffering from anxiety, or if you're feeling anything other than totally awesome, then you would do well to examine what are my thoughts, what are my beliefs, and could I think better in order to feel differently? So what if the way you think is quite literally making you sick? What if the thoughts you repeat to yourself make you feel anxious, depressed, or hopeless? Okay, so let's talk about how to change your mind. So the first step is to ask yourself, are these thoughts actually mine? Do these thoughts actually originate with me? So I'm going to read you a quote from my 10th book, Reading the Soul. Many thoughts you think are yours are actually our thoughts belonging to and originating with a group of people larger than you. And that's from my book, my 10th book, Reading the Soul. All right, so let's talk about issues about race. So here at the Natural Healing Show, I've done a number of radio shows about how racism is actually terrible for people's health, right? And part of it is societal, and part of it is people accepting the thoughts and beliefs that are projected onto you. So for example, I remember years ago, I had a client and she had a sister. Well, when she was growing up, according to the family, her sister was the pretty one and she was the smart one. Well, what if we could all be beautiful? What if we could all be smart? Everyone has their own unique beauty. Everyone has their own unique way of looking at the world. So maybe when you were a little kid, you were told that your brother was a smart one and you were the naughty one. Maybe your society says that people your color never get rich and always suffer from financial problems. Maybe your school said that you weren't smart enough because at a certain point you didn't pass a certain test. I know lots of people who are absolutely brilliant, successful multimillionaire entrepreneurs, and they didn't do well in school. So if they had allowed their test grades to define their self-identity, they wouldn't have gotten very far. So where do your thoughts come from anyway? So if you have a thought that you are thinking about yourself over and over again, such as I'm dumb, or I'm the wrong age, I'm the wrong color, I'm the wrong sex, or some limiting belief about yourself, ask yourself, did this come from my family of origin? So is this something I heard from mom or dad or my brothers or sisters or my other people in my family? Another place to look is, did this come from my culture? So I remember years ago, I was doing inner work about money. And at the time I realized, and this is at that time, I was literally the only woman in my family at that time who had a job, much less who had her own business. So in the culture that I grew up with, you were supposed to marry and the man was supposed to make all the money. And I think that's a typical belief that a lot of women go through, and that they have cultural programming, and then when they go out into the world and start dealing with their money and start trying to have their own business, they're held back by their own thoughts and beliefs about where money is supposed to come from, who's supposed to make the money, who's supposed to manage the money. So, did your beliefs come from your family of origin? Did your beliefs come from the culture you grew up in? So, for example, for many years, I helped a gentleman who was living on the streets. He was homeless. Well, it was very interesting to learn about his culture because the cultural beliefs that he was living in were literally, quite literally, holding him back. There was a lot of stealing that went on. Everyone was unsafe all the time. And the way that he thought about money, there was no saving for tomorrow. He actually made a lot of money, but it was like here today, gone for tomorrow, because there was no thought saving for tomorrow. Because what if tomorrow you or tonight you get robbed? What if tonight somebody beats you up and steals everything you have? So there was no long-term perspective. So do your beliefs come from your family of origin? Do beliefs come from your culture? And do your beliefs come from society as a whole, right? And so we have to look at that larger picture, right? What is the larger picture right now about what's going on, and where does that come from? Now, the second step to change your mind is to ask yourself, and this is a really critical, important question. Is the way that I'm thinking making me feel good? So here's a simple test. So just for fun, take a moment later on after you finish listening to this broadcast and write down a paragraph of what you hear yourself say to yourself every day. So for example, when you wake up in the morning, you could think, "Oh God, I don't know how I'm going to do it all. I've got so much to do. I don't have time or the money to take care of myself." So, very, very self-defeating beliefs. So, just write down a paragraph about what you say to yourself first thing in the morning, and then notice what are the emotions that come up as you say that. So, if you say, "I don't know how I'm going to get it all done," then you're starting the day in a high cortisol state. You're starting your day in fight, flight, or freeze. You're starting your day in a feeling of overwhelm. So write down the emotions that you feel when you hear that same sad old story. Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel like giving up? Do you feel angry? Do you feel resentful? Do you feel like giving up and going back to bed? So personally, what I do is every morning, I try to set my vibration as high as possible. So, one of the things that I know is true is that your vibration attracts everything. So, how do I set my vibration as high as possible? Moment I open my eyes, I pray, I meditate, and then I play with my little dog. I play with Dixie. And we start our day with a big smile on our face. I rub her belly. I talk about how happy I am to be her mommy, and it's going to be another great day. It's a great day being Dixie. It's a great day being Catherine. And I start my day consciously setting myself in the vibration of joy, in the vibration of gratitude, in the vibration of appreciation and wonder at the wonderful life that we live. So write down your typical self-talk, what you hear yourself saying to yourself over and over and over again. And then notice the emotions that you feel as a result of what you're saying to yourself. So if you're feeling frustrated, angry, depressed, or anxious, more than likely there's some thoughts or beliefs that you repeat to yourself that are literally, quite literally, causing those feelings. So now, step three. Another step in this step three is you ask yourself, is there another story I could tell myself that is still 100% true, but that might help me feel different. So I'm going to go over the five examples that I gave, because again, once you realize that the way you think and your beliefs cause you to feel a certain way, then if you're feeling anxious or depressed, you've got to go back and change that operating system. You want to change your mind. Okay? So let's take some basic examples. Let's say that you're holding in mind, I'm not good enough. And again, I absolutely believe that most people who are alive need a healing to overcome, I'm not good enough. And again, this could be something that you were told. It could be by your family, by your culture, by your society, or it could be a conclusion that you came to on your own. So if you're saying to yourself, I'm not good enough, you could say, God made this beautiful day with me in it. I am perfectly me. If I'm here right now, there's something about my unique vibration, my true authentic self that the world needs right now. So even if you don't know what that is, if you just acknowledge that you're a unique individual and that if you're alive, there's something about your unique energy that the world needs, then you don't have to be better. I'm only 5'3". I don't have to be taller to do the work that I need to do in my life. I'm 66 years old. I don't have to be younger or older or richer or poorer or anything different. I just have to be me, show up and be my true authentic self, and then give the world my unique presence, my unique vibration. And so when you understand that, you don't actually have to be better. And I think that one of the downsides of the self-improvement industry is that it can trap people into this never-ending cycle of feeling not good enough. That maybe there's a way to be richer or taller or thinner or somehow different rather than fully accepting that I'm already good enough the way I am to be what it is that my soul is here to do. And with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. I'm talking with you today about how to change your mind. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. I'm talking with you today about how to change your mind. Now, another very common thought and belief that people hold in mind is the world is going in the right direction. And you can fill in the blank. The country is going in the wrong direction. Politics are going in the wrong direction. The climate is going in the wrong direction. So when you look outside of yourself to what's happening outside, and you believe and think the world is going in the wrong direction, then that is a belief that's actually not helpful for you. It's not helpful for you, and it's not actually helpful for the world. So how can you change your mind? You could say, I admit, I don't really like what I'm seeing right now, but there's something about me being alive at this time that must mean I'm here to make a difference. If I don't like what I'm seeing out in the world, perhaps I'm being called at the soul level to make a difference. Perhaps there's something that I perceive where I can make a difference. I can be kinder. I can offer my own unique presence. I can be a good friend. I could be a good mother, father, daughter, lover, employee. I could make a difference. If I listen to my soul, I bet I can discover what difference I'm here to make. And even when we look out into the world and again can come to the conclusion that things are going in the wrong direction, you have to look at the bigger picture. Here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I did a wonderful interview about spiral dynamics. And every purpose, everyone serves a purpose. So just as if you think about the forest, there are bacteria in the forest that break things down. And if those bacteria didn't break things down, they wouldn't create the soil from which new trees and new growth can occur. And sometimes when we see things breaking down, and especially ways of being and ways of life that we're very attached to, that can be very upsetting. We can get really angry and depressed and feel quite hopeless. Or we can acknowledge that perhaps there's a larger purpose being served, and that letting go and breaking down is actually a part of nature and a part of spiral dynamics and part of the evolution of life. So perhaps ways of being need to change so that new growth, new opportunities can come to light. And even if we are not aware of what those are yet, if we look at that larger picture and again change our mind and see that bigger picture and see what's happening as part of natural evolution. Now, another very common thought that many people hold is, I'm too old, too young, the wrong sex, the wrong color to have what I want. And I grew up in the American South. I was treated very, very differently from my brother. We won't go into that, but I've experienced prejudice, so I completely understand. But you could say it's never too late or too early. I'm always exactly right on time. My soul is right on time. Because I am me, I have a unique way of seeing things, a unique life experience. Every desire that arises in my mind offers the seeds of its own fulfillment. So if there's something that you want, just the fact that you want that or you recognize that you need that, that is going to initiate inside of your soul the impetus to go get it. And again, you can look around and do the research and find that there's probably someone you know who succeeded where you didn't think you could. I remember interviewing a lady coming to me, and I later found out she was the first female billionaire. So again, there's always somebody that has done what you want to do, and you don't have to be a different age, a different sex, or a different color. If other people have done it, you can too. Fourth belief that many people hold is that it's not possible for me to heal, fill in the blank, whatever illness you have. So as I started this broadcast, I talked about the two clients who both had cancer, second chakra cancer, and because their thoughts and beliefs were so different, I knew that they were going to have a different trajectory. One person was going to have a much harder time and struggle throughout their treatment, no matter what, because he had such a bad attitude. And the other one was going to be able to ride the waves of her healing process much more easily. So if you've been diagnosed with a serious illness, you could say, if someone somewhere got over fill in the blank, thyroid disease, cancer, etc., obesity, then I just have to figure out how they did it. There is no such thing as a vacuum in the universe. That's a truth. I always have access to the answer to my problems, even if it just begins with a question, what do I do now? So once you realize that there is actually no such thing as a vacuum in the universe, that somehow, somewhere, we are universally interconnected, and you have access to the answers that you need. Again, even if you only start with a question in mind, what do I need to do next? What's my next step? And a really good affirmation is, I'm divinely led to all that leads to my complete and total healing and well-being. Now, a fifth belief that many people hold that is really helpful to overcome is, what's the use? Nothing ever works out for me. So this is helpless and hopeless attitude. So you could say, I've made it this far. I'm smart enough, strong enough, healthy enough to have survived up to now. So if you're listening to this broadcast, you've made it this far. And if you made it this far, more than likely, there's something in you that's going to propel you forward. The universe has my back. As I lean into the support of God and my angels, I always find a way to overcome every challenge. I am possible. So, great affirmation, I am possible. So, I'm going to talk to you a personal story about how I put this to the test. So about 16 years ago, I went through a divorce. And if you've ever gone through a divorce, it's the sort of thing you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. It's hard to get over what happened yesterday because you're still trying to process the day before. The pain just snowballs. And there's so much to do. There's so much change. Lots of people are projecting their judgments onto you. It's quite challenging. There's financial uncertainty, and you have to change the way you're living. It's very difficult. So I recognized at that time that if I didn't get a hold of myself, I could get really sick. So I changed my story. So here's what I did. I would take time to write down in my journal the story as thoroughly as I would tell myself. So I'd write down the story about what had happened. And then line by line, I would go through each sentence. And again, like I talked about, I would go through and I'd ask myself, well, where did this belief come from? So for example, many people believe that divorce is a failure. I'm going to take my mother, for example. My mother got a divorce years and years ago from my father. And my father was an abusive person, manic depressive narcissist. And she freed herself. She remarried. And because she remarried, then we now have this larger family. I have not only my brother, my birth brother, but three stepbrothers. So my mother made her life better, and she made so many other people happier because she faced the situation in her own marriage and remarried. So again, you ask yourself, where does this belief come from? Did it come from outside myself? And then you ask yourself, how do I feel thinking this thought? So if I think, you know, I've made a mistake that I'll never be able to overcome, then that's a thought that is going to sink your energy and more likely make you feel depressed and hopeless. And then you ask yourself, could I think differently? Could I tell that story so that it's 100% true, but I feel differently about it? So I feel better about it. So line by line, I would go through each sentence. And if the story I told myself didn't make me feel good, I simply rewrote it. And the rule was that what I wrote had to be 100% true, but at the same time had to make me feel a little bit better. So throughout this process, I kept rewriting my story. And as I rewrote my story, I felt stronger. I felt more at peace. I felt more hopeless. I felt more optimistic. So many people who go through periods of prolonged stress end up getting sicker. And I'm always referring people to there's something called the Holmes and Ray stress scale, where you look through a list of common major life events. And if your stress score is over 300, you're likely to get sick. And so if you have gone through a number of major life events that are extremely stressful, one of the things that you can do to keep yourself and prevent yourself getting sick is to change your mind and retell the story. So as I rewrote my story, I got healthier. I actually got wealthier. I got even happier. So healthier, wealthier, and happier is a pretty good outcome. And it all started with me rewriting my story. So if I rewrote my story, then you can too. So why do you need to rewrite your story? If you're feeling anything other than healthy, wealthy, and happy, then more than likely there is a belief that you're holding in mind. If you are not sure what belief you're holding in mind that's making you sick, that's making you poor, that's making you miserable, then set up an appointment for a medical intuitive reading, and I can gently, kindly, compassionately help you identify what thoughts and beliefs are you holding that are holding you back, and then we can work together to change your mind. What could you say to yourself instead that might make you feel better? Your mind is actually not cement. Your mind, your brain is soft like jello. And when you understand that you are capable of changing your mind and that the way that you're thinking could possibly, potentially be making you sick, poor, and miserable, then by changing your mind, you can change the way your emotions feel, the way your energy presents, and even your physical health. So your mind is not made of cement. You can change it. Changing your mind may be more difficult than changing your underwear or washing your clothes and putting on a new outfit. But if you can change your mind, you can heal yourself naturally. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, Medical Intuitive Healer. Thank you so much for listening. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter. Follow me on Substack and follow me on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.